Thank you for inviting me back.
谢谢大家又请我回来给大家讲道。
It's always good when somebody invites you back.
这总是一件很开心的事，就是有人请你回来。
Does anybody remember what I preached on last time?
有没有人记得我上次讲道讲的是什么？
About a person, his name started with B.
讲了一个人，他的名字起头是字母 B.
Yeah, I heard it. Barnabas.
Barnabas.
Okay. Thank you also for coming this morning, because when you looked outside your window, you probably wondered if you should come or not.
很高兴看到大家今天都来到了这个主的殿中，因为当你从窗户外面看往外看的时候，看到这么大的雪，你可能会犹豫。
So God bless you for coming.
愿神祝福大家。
I want to ask you a question.
我想问大家一个问题。
What would you do if the world were dark?
如果世界是黑暗的，大家会怎样做？
I mean completely physically dark, so when you went outside, you could not see anything unless you had a flashlight with you.
就是外边全都是黑的，一点光亮也没有啊！你们怎么办？
Well, actually, the world is dark.
但实际上这个世界就是黑暗的。
It is spiritually dark.
It's 从灵里面是黑暗的。
And it's getting darker. It's not getting lighter. It's getting darker.
而且是这种形式，越来越糟。
And you and I have been given a light.
你和我被我们其实有一个亮光。
There is a verse in the Bible that says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path."
圣经呢有一段经文是你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
And that means that you and I, or the psalmist that wrote this, they could light up their path right in front of their feet for the next step.
就是说，这经节告诉我们，无论是诗人还是我们，就是我们有一个亮光在我们的脚前。
We have light for the journey that we are on in life.
我们有亮光在我们人生的旅程当中。
And we need a light when it is dark.
我们在黑暗中需要亮光。
One of the verses I chose said, God reveals mysteries from the darkness. He brings the deep darkness into light.
他将深奥的事从黑暗中彰显，使死因显为光明。
That is what God is like.
这就是是神的样子。
That is his nature.
这是他的属性。
To reveal things.
To 把这个事情来揭示出来。
To bring things to light.
把这些所有的事情带到亮光当中。
So you and I have a light when things are confusing for us.
你是我们有这样的亮光，特别是在我们是迷惑的时候。
And sometimes we feel as if the way ahead is not very bright, not very, it's confusing.
有的时候我们就觉得前途渺茫，不清楚。
And so we have to learn to use the light.
所以我们应该学会怎么样用神给我们的亮光。
But to use the light, we have to love the one who gave it.
用这样的亮光，我们首先必须爱给予我们这个亮光的神。
So I'm sure all of us read the Bible.
我很相信大家，我们每个人都读圣经。
But reading the Bible is actually an act of loving God.
读圣经实际是爱神的一种体现。
And of revealing or showing whether or not we do love God.
而且是表现出来是我们是不是真的爱神。
And whether or not we want to follow him and to walk in his blessing.
是不是我们要跟随他，在他的给我们指定的脚踪里面。
The Bible changes lives.
圣经可以改变我们的人生。
And there's a reason why it changes lives.
有一个原因就是为什么它会改变人生。
And we're going to explore that this morning.
我们今天早上就一起来学习这件事情。
My points for this sermon are very, very simple.
就是他今天的讲到的观点是看起来很简单。
And the first point is read the word.
第一个就是读神的话语。
Let's talk a little bit about this dark world that we live in.
先讲讲我们所居住的这个黑暗的世界。
So in the past year and a half, I have worked for an organization called Back to the Bible.
A year and a half?
About a year and a half, yeah.
一年半以前他Dr. Dixon 在一个机构里边工作。
And this organization was interested in what, in how people grow spiritually, in what changes lives.
这个机构来，他们主要是研究，就是说这个在灵人的灵里边，它是怎样的改变成长，然后对怎么样进步。
For many years, they were a radio ministry, principally a radio ministry.
大家基本上就是以前都是一个就是用这个收音机这种 radio 的这个信号来做这样的这个讲座。
It's very easy to put messages on the radio.
就是在这个收音机里或者这种信号的话，是上传一个这个信息还是比较容易的。
But they started to ask, are we really changing people's lives with these messages? And how are we changing them?
他们就是考虑到，是我们是真的改变这些收听者的人生了吗？是会应该怎样会改变他们？
So they began to ask, what is it that really helps a person to overcome the struggles in their lives?
他们是想到是怎样做才可以帮助这些收听者来面对他们生活当中的挑战。
We all struggle.
我们每个人都会面临挑战。
Every person here struggles.
我们每个人都会挣扎。
We all encounter problems.
我们都会遇到艰难。
Some of those problems are inside of us.
有一些这些困难是在我们里边的。
Like discouragement or depression.
是像这种就是没有信心然后抑郁
，like fear or worry，
like害怕是忧虑
，like anger
有愤怒
，or resentment
抱怨
，so many problems that we struggle with internally
所以有很多东西是在我们里面的话这种挣扎
，sometimes problems come at us from the outside。
有的时候这个困难是从外边来的。
And it seems like we can't do much about those.
这些外边的是我们没有办法左右的。
We just have to find a way through them.
我们只有找一种方式来经过这些事情。
Some of those problems have to do with other people, with relationships.
有些事情是跟我们周围的人的相处的关系是有关联的。
I'm sure every one of us could, if I asked you, could identify relationships that have problems in them.
我们每个人可能问你们的话，你们都有周间跟周围的人关系出现问题的时候。
So we all struggle.
我们每个人都会挣扎。
And if we are followers of Christ, we want to grow through those struggles.
那我们跟随主耶稣就可以克服知道怎样去面对这种挣扎。
I'm sure each of us knows an area in our lives where we want to grow.
我们可能有大部分人心里都清楚，我们在人生的哪一个部分想要成长。
But what produces that growth?
是到底是什么样可以让这个这件你们生命中这些成长
？How does that change happen in our lives？
它是怎么样发生的
？What causes us to gain victory and to become more like Jesus？
让我们怎么样可以得胜，更像主
？Well, the Holy Spirit does。
那其实是圣灵的工作。
But how does He do that？
但是圣灵是怎样做的？
So at Back to the Bible, we did some research.
那就是在圣经里面呢，这就做了好多的这个调查和研究。
We did a lot of research.
很多很多的这个调查。
Over several years.
好几年。
With over 200,000 people.
调查了20万左右的人。
In over 40 countries.
在遍及40多个国家。
And we asked two questions.
我们就问两个问题。
First question is, what do people struggle with?
就是人们是 是怎么样的对什么为了什么事挣扎
？And secondly, what produces significant behavioral change in their lives？
啊，那第二个就是说什么样使他们的这种行为就产生了巨大的变化
？So we looked at every kind of problem。
他们这个进行每一个问题看到的，他们都经过深入的研究。
Actually, over 200 problems.
一共他们总结起来有200多个这样的问题。
And we finally took all of these problems and we narrowed them down to 16 categories.
把这200多个问题呢分了大概16类。
There are 16 basic problems in life.
大约有16个就生活当中经常遇到的这个比较基本的问题。
So if you take, for example, anxiety, there are many, many ways that anxiety shows up in a person's life.
以焦虑为例，实际每个人都有很多种的焦虑。
But the basic issue is anxiety.
但是所有的这种焦虑都是归根到底都是焦虑的一种。
And then we selected 9 areas where we saw that people wanted to grow.
我们选了九个大约这个领域，然后人们希望在这九个方面有所成长。
And then we started to look at solutions.
然后我们来寻找答案。
What produces change?
什么可以带来改变
？How do people grow?
人们怎么样成长
？What do people actually do to change their lives?
人们怎么去做来改变他们自己的生活
？And we went across different religions to ask this question.
而且我们也是研究了不同的宗教信仰是里边的这个类似的情况。
We looked at secular literature.
我们也看了这些世俗的这种文学。
Christian books.
这个基督教的这个书籍。
Educational programs.
这种教育的这个课程
，religious programs，
这种有关信仰的这个活动
，holy books from all different religions，
不同宗教信仰的他们的这个跟圣经一样的这样
practices from all of those religions，
他们的每一个宗教信仰是怎样行的
，television，
电视
，social media。
这个社会媒体
self-help courses
就是自我帮助的这种训练项目
we looked at everything
这个大部分他们能想到的他们都去做过了
we looked inside the church
他们也看这个教会里边发生了什么
what do we do in the church to make people more like Jesus
我们在教会里怎样可以帮助人让他们更像耶稣
because that's what we want to do
因为这个是我们想要做的。
And what actually changes people's lives in what we do in church？
就是说在这样他们在这样教会里做的，怎样可以来帮助人改变他们的生命生活
？We do a lot of things in church。
他们在教会里边进行了很多的这样的这个活动。
We have Sunday school。
有这个主日学
，boys and girls clubs，
这种男孩和女孩的他们的这种训练营
，youth ministry，
这种青少年的这种团契
，worship，
敬拜
，sermons，
布道
，teaching series，
这种教导的课程
，discipleship classes，
是门徒训练
，prayer meetings，
这种祷告会。
We do over 200 things in the church.
我们在这个大教会里大约有这种200个这样左右的这种项目。
Well, not every single church does 200 things, but there are 200 things.
不是每个教会都有可能类似这种200种的这种项目，但是他们这个机构会有这个200个这样的项目。
We thought that we would find 3, 4, 5 things that actually produce significant transformation.
他们的目的就是说想要找到至少这样3, 4, 5个这样的项目，可以真正的帮助在教会的人可以生命的反转。
How many do you think we found?
你们猜一猜多少个他们觉得奏效
？One，
只有一个。
One thing that produces real change in people's lives.
只有一件事做到对人们这种生命真正的改变。
Everything else that we do in church produces very little change. Produces some, but very little change.
其他二百个当中，除了这一个，其他的那些呢，也不是说没有效果，但是呢，效果不大。
But there was one factor that really moved people closer to God and gave people victory in their lives.
只有一件事能帮助人跟神的关系更接近，并且得胜。
And it had to do with how we handle the Bible.
那这件事的话，最重要的是说是怎么样，我们怎么样这个对待就是读经。
So remember this.
请大家记住。
People who read the Bible three times a week or less see no significant change in their lives.
这个人读圣经一个星期小于等于三，他的生活改变的生命改变的很小。
They love the Lord.
他们可能爱主。
But they remain in their problems and in their struggles.
但是他们还是在他们的这个问题当中还在挣扎。
Now remember, we asked 200,000 people this question.
别忘了我们调查了这个200,000个这种基督徒。
That's a big research base.
这个抽样的这个调查的这个样本空间很大的。
People who read the Bible four times a week or more saw real transformation in their lives and victory over their struggles.
读经大于等于四次一个星期当中，他们会有真正的改变，在灵里面有成长。
So these results were very clear.
这个结果是非常清楚的。
So we asked ourselves another question.
那我们现在问我们自己另外一个问题。
Because it became very apparent to us that radio is not enough.
那就是说非常明显广播不是是不足够的，只有广播是不足够的。
We looked at younger people.
我们看了这个青年人。
And we said, how can we develop something that gets them into the word four times a week or more?
那我们怎么样帮助他们可以把他们每一个星期可以超过四次的带到神的话语面前。
So where do young people live?
这个年轻人都天天干什么，都长在什么上面呢？
You may think they live in your home.
你有时候想他们在家里。
Actually, they only sleep in your home.
其实他就是在你家睡个觉。
They live here.
这个不用翻译了天天长在手机上。
This is where young people live.
这个是他们年轻人每天在这个时间用在最长的。
Now I have been working with this for 20 years in terms of how to use this as a ministry tool.
这个 Dr. Dixon 他自己也研究过了这个这么长时间二十多年，就是说这个手机他怎么样这个可以利用它。
In Ethiopia, for example,
在埃塞俄比亚
，we measured how much young people are on their mobile phones.
我们调查了，就是说这个年轻人在手机上花的时间。
What do you think the average is?
大家猜个数吧。
How many hours per day?
每天几个小时。
This will shock you. 13 hours a day.
13个小时每天。
You think your child is on their phone 1 hour a day?
你要是想他们只你的家里小孩这个大约一个小时一天的话，你就错了。
I don't know the statistic for Canada.
加拿大的数字我没有。
But I know it's at least 5 or 6 hours a day.
但我猜的话，至少是五六个小时。
They might sleep in your bed.
他这个被褥是在你的床上睡觉。
But this is where they live their lives.
这个是他们在这个真正的生活所在。
I love this thing.
我很喜欢这个手机。
I can do many things with it.
我可以做很多事情。
It does just about everything for me, except it cannot make my coffee yet.
现在基本上都搞定了，除非不能做咖啡。
But I have seen in my ministry many thousands of people come to Christ through the mobile phone.
但是我这个在我的这个讲道布道当中，真的是看到 上千人、数以千计的人通过手机，真的是可以认识主。
So let's go to where people live.
对，那我们就来到这个，就是说年轻人他们这个每天都要相处的这种生活方式当中。
And most of us sitting here, I'm sure, have a Bible on our phones.
可能基本上在座的人，你们的手机里都会有一本电子圣经。
So we decided to build an app.
所以我们决定设计一个应用的程式。
An app that people would engage in the Bible at least 4 times a week.
这样的话，就基本上是话，争取用这个应用的软件，可以把你这个应用者的话，每星期绑定到神的话语上4次以上。
Now I didn't prepare any slides. I'm sorry.
很抱歉，我没有准备这个幻灯片。
But we developed an app called Go Tandem. Can you read that? Go Tandem. G-O and then T-A-N. I have a friend named Terry Tan. So Go Tandem.
记住了吗?
That's the name of our app.
记住了吗? 刚才说的是这个应用软件的这个英文的拼写, 就是 Go, 然后 Tan, D-E-M, 这个是整个软件没有空格在一起的一个这个软件 search 的时候，在那个软件那个应用程式 search 的时候就可以找到。
It's in the Play Store.
是在这个那个下载在那个 Apple Store 或者是 Google Chrome 那个。
And I think you said Apple Store already.
Yeah.
And you can go and download it for free.
免费下载。
Now the beautiful thing about this app is that it uses smart technology.
这个它的一个很好的这个特点的话，它用的是一种智能的这种科技。
So there's a survey inside the app.
在这个应用程式里边呢，里边有一个问卷调查。
If you don't do the survey, it gives you verses every day.
如果你不做这个这个调查呢，它会这个软件每天会给你推送经文。
But just random verses.
但是只是他随机选的一节经文。
If you do the survey, then the app gets to know you. It knows your struggles. It knows where you want to grow in life.
如果你要做了这个问卷调查呢，这个软件就会发现你的真正的需要，然后就是针对你平时面对的困难或者挑战呢，推送相应的这个经文。
And so, because of this intelligence inside of the app, we are able to get to know people and really help them in their daily walk, in their struggles.
那就是因为这个应用程式里边有这个人工智能的一些科技，所以它可以帮到这些需要的人用经文解决问题。
So if you're on your mobile phone right now looking for Go Tandem, that's fine with me. That would make me very happy.
如果你们现在就是去找这个 Go Tandem 的话，他也不介意，他很开心的。
So what does it mean to read the Bible?
所以就是说，读圣经，到底有什么意义
？What do we do when we read the Bible?
我们读圣经的时候干什么
？How is reading the Bible different from reading any other book?
读圣经和读其他书籍有什么区别
？And so first we have to ask why we're reading it.
先我们要解决就是我们为什么读圣经。
If we're reading the Bible in order to understand the Bible, that is good.
如果我们读圣经是为了理解和了解圣经这也很不错。
But if that's all we're doing, then we're going to get really full of Bible knowledge.
但是如果我们只这样做的话，我们就会这个只有很多圣经的知识。
But Bible knowledge doesn't do that much to help you in life.
但是圣经的知识并不能帮助解决我们生活中的难题。
What I mean is, I know lots of people who know the Bible very well, but their lives do not indicate that they really know God.
我知道，我认识一些人，他们的圣经知识那是相当的丰富，但是从他们的话行为上来看，我知道他们并不是很了解神。
I know lots of people who know the Bible really well, but they still struggle when it comes to loving God's people.
但是我们也知道一些人，他们虽然这个认识神，但是他并没有认识神以后这个更多的爱神和他周围的人。
I know one Christian leader. He's a leader of an organization.
我认识一个在一个基督教机构的一个领袖。
Very knowledgeable, very skillful.
非常有学问，非常这个有这个有技能。
But he's miserable.
但是他这个人很难相处。
He doesn't get along with people.
他跟人的话，这个关系不知道怎么跟人打交道。
I tend to avoid him.
我实际上是当时是避免跟他有接触。
Because he says so many stupid things.
因为他经常说一些听起来很愚蠢的话语。
But he reads his Bible every day.
但是他每天都读圣经。
He knows it really well.
而且非常了解圣经。
He knows all about God.
他了解神。
So what does it mean to read the Bible?
那就是说读圣经 那意味着什么？
God really does not offer change to us.
这个神并不是就是说给我们提供这个这一个就是摆在那儿让我们有一个改变。
He offers himself.
他是把自己把他自己给了我们。
And when we encounter him, then we change.
当我们遇见神的时候我们就有改变。
So when we come to the Word, we come to encounter Him.
当我们来到神的话语面前的时候，我们是在神的话语当中遇见神。
Jesus said, "If you abide in Me, and My words abide in you, then you'll ask what you will, and it'll be done for you."
耶稣说，你们常在我的里边，我就常在你的里边，你们祈求就为你们成全。
It is not.Principally, the Bible that changes us.
其实并不是说圣经这本书来给我们带给我们改变我们什么。
It is the one who wrote the Bible who changes us.
实际上是真写这本书的这个作者自己来改变我们。
It isn't the Bible that answers our prayers.
不是这个圣经这本书来回应我们的祷告。
It is the author of the Bible who answers our prayers.
是圣经的作者回应我们的祷告。
So Jesus said you have to abide in me.
耶稣告诉我们你们要在我的里面。
But my words have to also abide in you.
那我的话语也是常在你们的里面。
So His Word is in us.
那主的话道在我们当中。
But we live in Him.
我们就在他的里面。
So I came to a point in my life where I used to say, I don't read the Bible anymore.
那我在这个某一个生命的某一个阶段的时候，就是我就说那个时候我不再读圣经。
Well, what did I mean?
那这到底什么意思？
Of course I read it.
这个是当然是我是还是在读圣经。
What I meant was, it's not about the reading.
我的真正的意思是说不是在于只是去读。
It's not a program.
这个不是一个这个进行的这个项目。
It's not about Bible knowledge.
也不是有多少圣经的知识。
It's about knowing the one who wrote it.
是关于认识写这本书的作者。
So in the Bible we have many, many stories that teach us what it is to know God and to walk with God.
圣经里很多故事告诉我们如何认识神，跟随神。
And to hear His voice.
就听到他声音。
And to walk in a way that pleases Him.
在他喜悦的道上行走。
So now I read the Bible on several different levels.
我现在读圣经是在不同的这个叫这个不同的这个阶段来读这个圣经。
So I read it through cover to cover about every 3 to 5 years.
那我每3到5年的话，就是把这个圣经的话就是通读一遍。
That's my Bible reading.
这是我的这种读经。
But it's not enough.
这还不足够。
So then I ask God to lead me to places in His Word that He has for me that day or that week.
那我就有一个下一个进阶，就是说，我想跟神读神的话语，了解神那天某一天神为我们想要告诉我们什么，给我准备了什么样的他的话语。
And He always responds to that.
那神是信实的，每一次都回应。
He seems to love it when I do that.
那神似乎是非常喜悦喜欢我这种方式。
And then on the third level,
那第三节,
I sometimes keep my Bible open at a particular verse or passage for a long period of time.
有的时候我会打开圣经一些章节就放在那里，可能是几天、几星期，甚至几个月。
Maybe for a week.
也可能是一个星期。
Or even for a month.
有一个月。
So I have to have more than one Bible.
那就它不止一本圣经。
So the one that I leave open on that verse, God is really working in my life on that truth.
那些经文的话，在那段时间里边呢，就话神真的是在做工。
So that Bible sits by my next to my bed.
那本书呢，就放在我床边。
I desperately want to hear things from God that He wants me to hear.
我是真正的渴望，就是神，把他想要告诉我的话，这个用这种方式，启示我。
For him to open up a verse of scripture in a way that I hear things and see things that I have not heard or seen before.
让他以一种方式，就是我打开圣经的时候，让我从来没有一种新的方式，他喜悦的方式，让我明白一些新，给我一些新的启迪。
Even though I have been a Christian for over 50 years.
那我即使我是一个有五十多年的基督徒。
And I have read the Bible over 30 times.
那我读圣经也超过三十遍。
He still says new things to me out of passages I have read so many times.
那就是在相同的这个经节当中，那神还是给我很多不一样的新的启示。
And I'm sure that's true in your life as well.
我相信这个也会发生在你们的这个读经生活当中。
God says, call to me.
神说你们向我求。
And I will answer you.
我就应允你。
And I will tell you great and mighty things.
我将告诉你们这些大而可畏的事情。
Things you have never heard before.
你们从来没有听过的事情。
That happens in our lives every day or at least every week.
这些事情在我们每天每个星期都在发生。
So I often say to God, Lord, would you tell me something that I either directly through your word or directly through your spirit that I haven't heard before?
他经常会问神，神啊，有没有一些话语或者你这些东西我还不知道，我不清楚。
Here's your homework.
先给你们一些作业。
Ask God to give you new thoughts.
让神给你们这种新的想法。
Thoughts that are bigger than you've ever thought before.
就是说你们从来没有那么大胆的这样想法。
Thoughts about himself.
是关于他自己的。
Or about life.
关于生命。
Or about your life.
关于我们自己的生活生命。
Or about truth.
关于真理。
Because he loves to do that.
神是非常愿意这样做。
And you will really get that experience from him to the degree that you are in his word.
你们可以的话，真正的时候就是说通过这件事可以就是说深入他的话语当中。
Why do so many people have a Bible and do not read it?
为什么有些人有圣经，但是他们不读？
Well, because it's a book.
因为它是一本书。
You can ignore a book.
你可以忽略一本书。
Or you can pick it up and you can read it and experience God in it.
你也可以就是说拿起它翻开它经历神。
God says, for the word of God is alive and active.
神的话是活泼的，是有功效的。
It is sharper than any double-edged sword.
比一切两刃的剑更快。
It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit.
甚至魂与灵。
Joints and marrow.
骨节与骨髓。
It judges the attitudes and thoughts of the heart.
都能刺入抛开，连心中的思念与主意都能辨明。
So when you pick up the word,
当你拿起神的话语，
realize that it is a living thing.
意识到这是是活的，是有生命的。
My second point, and I need to hurry, is reflect.
接下来我讲的一点就是思想。
So first we read.
一开始第一步我们先读。
And then we reflect.
然后我们思想。
We have to engage in the word.
我们要这个跟这个神的话语就是扎根到神的话语当中。
So in the Greek,
在希腊，
there were three words for word.
有三个词来描绘这个神的道和神的话。
The first word is graphia.
第一个词是 graphia.
And that is the written word.
就是说写下来的神的话。
The second word for word is logos.
第二个词是叫 logos.
And logos means living word.
Logos 的意思就是说是活的神活的道。
And so Jesus used the word logos, living word, to refer to himself quite often.
那耶稣用这个 logos 指这个活的神的道，也指他自己。
And the third word is the word rhema.
第三个词是 rhema, R-E-M-A.
Rhema is very common in scripture.
这个在圣经里面是很普遍的。
And it speaks about the, it refers to the Holy Spirit speaking God's word directly into our lives.
它是指圣灵说神的话语直接进入我们的心中。
Now, I have a reasonably good brain. My brain is okay.
就我觉得我的头脑还不错。
But the best of my thinking is not enough.
但是就即使我的绞尽脑汁也是还是不够的。
I cannot simply come to God's word, the Bible, read a few verses, and then think about them with my little brain.
就是说我只给他打开圣经，读一些神的话语，也用我们的头脑经过思想，这个是不足够的。
My natural ability to think will not get me through life.
我这种天生的这种思维和头脑不足以帮助我来经历人生。
God made us with incredible minds.
其实神给我们造了一个非常这个发达的这种大脑。
But he made us with much more than that.
但是同时神也给我们呢更多的东西。
He made us with a body.
他给我们了有一个美妙的身体。
A soul.
魂。
And a spirit.
和灵。
So I look at you now.
那我们现在看你们。
Basically I see your face.
我看到你们的脸。
I see your body.
我看到你们的身体。
Doesn't tell me much about you.
并没有告诉我们太多关于你们的东西。
So the body is the part that others see.
就是说身体只是你们一个部分。
But your soul is the part of you that they experience.
但是这个soul, 魂。
Your soul is the part of you that they experience.
但是是你们真正你们的魂是让别人来经历的。
Your mind.
就是你们的心思意念。
Your personality.
你们的品行。
Your feelings.
你们的感觉。
Your desires.
你们的欲念。
But the human spirit is much deeper than that.
但是这个人的灵比这个还要深。
What does the Lord love to do with Scripture?
那神到底是怎么样愿意来用这个经文？
When you read the Bible, His Spirit is at work in you.
当你读圣经的时候，他的话语就在做工。
Speaking to your mind.
对你的心里面说话。
So say, Lord, speak to me.
那你就向神祈求，说神呐，对我讲。
And you will perceive what he is saying with your mind.
那你就会了解到他到底要跟你说什么。
You want him to open up the scripture to your mind in new ways.
你希望神通过这个他的经文，让你了解新的东西和新的启示。
In ways that speak to your life and your circumstances.
一种方式的话，是用他自己的方式，然后关乎你自己周遭的环境。
And the Bible says, especially in Romans 12, the Bible says, so our minds are being renewed by the Spirit.
就像罗马书
Our minds are being renewed by the Spirit.
我们的灵被神的话语所更新，心意更新而变化。
So God's Spirit knows what God is thinking, of course.
那神灵当然知道神是怎么想的。
And he clear in His Word it says that he knows what He wants to do in your life.
他这灵也知道神在你的生活当中神有什么样的计划。
The plans and the purposes that he has for you.
他的目的具体的这个实施的步骤。
And so as we hear God speaking into our lives, things begin to happen in our lives.
那当这个神的话语这样进入到我们当中的话，这个生活当中就会有改变。
And sometimes it's a problem. If I am in total control of what I am thinking, that can be a problem.
那有的时候，我觉得我对我自己的一切所有都有充分的掌控的时候，这实际上是会有问题的。
Because sometimes it gets in the way of what God is thinking and what He is trying to reveal in me and to me.
这样的话就会反而不知道神在我生命当中是什么样的意思，他到底有什么样的美妙计划。
So Romans 12:2 tells us to submit our minds, to submit ourselves, to submit our bodies to God so that we can be transformed in the renewing of our minds.
罗马书告诉我们，就是说我们应该彻底的把我们的灵魂体交托给神，让神的话就彻底的让我们心意更新变化。
And then the Bible changes your soul.
那圣经改变你们的魂。
And in your soul, you will personally observe God's work in you, changing your attitudes and your feelings and your and even your personality a bit sometimes.
那改变你的魂，你自己会有感觉，就是你改变一个不好的态度或者一种行为，你自己会亲身的体会到。
And that's because you have a unique relationship with Him.
因为你和神有一个自己独特的关系。
And he makes you a conqueror.
神会让你去克服、征服这些困难。
The Bible says, therefore we do not lose heart.
圣经告诉我们，因此我们不丧胆。
Though outwardly we are wasting away.
外体虽然朽坏。
Yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
内心却一天心思一天。
How are you being renewed?
你们现在是怎样被改变着？
Because you're working on yourself?
是因为你们自己在试图改变你们自己吗？
No, you're being renewed by Him.
不是神在改变我们。
The Bible changes your behavior.
圣经会改变你们的行为。
And so the Bible uses the word fruit to describe that.
所以圣经当中用果子来表示这种结果。
And the fruits of the Spirit, or the fruit is really himself, what he reproduces in you, what he is.
圣灵所结的这样的果子实际上是神想在我们每个人身上想要看到的一个结果。
God is love, and so he makes us more loving.
神是爱，所以神会让我们去更加爱人。
God is kind and thoughtful, and so He makes us more kind and thoughtful toward others.
神是这样的良善体贴，所以神也是让我们这样的话有更好、更加愿意去关心别人。
Sometimes we pray, Lord, speak to my heart.
有的时候我们会向神祷告神呐，向我说话。
What are we asking for?
那我们是想要什么？
We are asking for a deeper level of contact with Him.
我们实际想要的是一个更加近身的这种深层次的与神的接触。
So you have a spirit.
所以我们有这个灵。
This is the deepest level of you.
这是最深的一个层次。
This is the part of you it's very difficult for you to be aware of.
这个深到一个程度，我们自己有时候很难感知。
Because we're used to functioning from the soul.
因为大多的时候是魂在进行工作。
But the spirit is the deepest part of you, and it is a part of you that God loves to be.
那灵是这个我们最深层次的一个方面，所以这也是神就是说所在的之处。
Your spirit connects very easily with God.
灵很容易跟神沟通。
Even if your soul is struggling.
当我们的魂还在挣扎的时候。
The Holy Spirit is always working in your spirit.
那圣灵是在我们的灵上工作。
And the soul can be very noisy.
那这个实际上有的时候魂反而有的时候会有这种噪点。
But the spirit is very quiet.
但是灵是非常安静的。
The soul can be in turmoil.
这个
In turmoil.
In turmoil. Oh, yeah. 所以我们的魂实际上当时有可能是波澜这个起伏。
And yet the spirit is experiencing perfect peace.
但是我们的灵所经历这种平静安稳。
And God is working in your spirit, in the traumatic parts of your life, in the troublesome parts of your life. He is working in your spirit to bring healing.
在我们的生活当中，神就是用这种方式，在我们面对这种很多的这种困难的时候，用这种在灵里边亲自真正的帮助我们。
So even if you have lost your career,
即使是我们这个事业
，or your honor,
我们丧失了荣誉
，or you have lost somebody that you love,
我们失去亲人
，there is a deep wounding in your spirit.
我们灵里边可能有很大的伤害。
And the way to healing involves the Holy Spirit ministering grace and love within your spirit.
真正的这种医治是圣灵施这种恩典和怜悯。
Go ahead. If you are depressed.
当我们很抑郁的时候
，You cannot reason your way out of depression.
你不可以自己把自己从这个抑郁当中解脱出来。
You need two things.
你需要做两件事。
The word of God.
神的话。
And the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
和圣灵的感动。
So ask God to speak into your mind.
向神求，让他向你说话。
Ask Him also to speak into your spirit.
也向你的里面的灵说话。
Third point is respond.
第三点就是回应。
How do we respond to the Bible?
我们怎样回应圣经
？Well, the first part is to acknowledge what we have learned as we read the Bible.
那我们要就是先要了解，就是说我们知道圣经多少。
So if God talks to you.
当神跟你说话
，through His Word，
用他的话
，and His Spirit，
和他的灵
，then talk to Him about that。
那就如果是这样，你也回跟他回应。
You can even tell Him what you think He just said。
那你可以跟他回应，就是说你刚才重复他刚才跟你所说的。
What you appreciate about it？
你所感恩的。
What you're going to do about it？
我将怎样会去做
？Just have a simple conversation with him.
就是像一个和一个普通的朋友在和一个朋友在对话。
You were in the Word, and he did something.
那你在他的话语当中，他一定是会做什么
？So tell him.
就是跟他就告诉他你怎么样理解。
Sometimes I don't have to make an application to life.
有的时候我。并不一定非得把这些东西应用到生活当中。
I don't think anybody else has ever told you that.
我可能不是所有的人有会有人就这样告诉你。
But sometimes I just have to be grateful for what I see him doing.
那实际上有的时候，很多时候，我就是觉得看到他的奇妙的作为，我心里充满的感恩。
He is doing the changing in me, not me.
他是真正改变我的那一位，不是我自己。
He is wrestling with the junk in my life just as much as I am.
他真正直面我内心的这些不好的东西，就像我自己每天面对一样。
So receive the change.
所以就是欣然接受这种改变。
Receive the work of the Holy Spirit.
接受圣灵的帮助。
And be grateful.
感恩。
Because it will make you more aware of what He is doing in your life.
因为这样会帮助你，我们更加了解神在生活，我们怎样生活中怎样的去作为改变。
And then go forward, reminding yourself throughout the day that you encountered God and what He is doing in your life.
在今后的生活当中，提醒你自己，神是怎样改变着我们。
So do you read the Bible at night before you go to sleep?
就是说我们大家肯定很多人有晚上读经的习惯。
If you do, I have a suggestion.
如果是你们是这样的话，我有一个建议。
Ask God to take what He just spoke to you about into your sleep.
请求他，让他把刚才你读经时候告诉你的东西带到你的梦中。
There are several verses in the Bible that talk about how God is active in our lives while we are sleeping.
圣经中有所提到，就是说我们在即使在睡梦中，神也会做工。
So he doesn't go to sleep. He keeps working in our soul and our spirit while we sleep.
神不睡觉，但是我们睡觉的时候，神依然会做工。
My dream life when I sleep has really improved.
就是说，我自己的这个梦的这个梦的情景这些东西也有很好的提升。
So now I dream great dreams.
现在我梦就是很好的梦，做好梦了。
I don't always remember them clearly.
我基本有，但不是都能记住。
But I often wake up with a very keen sense of the fact that God was working in my dreams.
但是我醒了的时候会清楚地意识到神在我的梦中做了这个给我做了一个很美妙的事情。
He was working in my life while I slept. Do you ever get that feeling in the morning?
就是说神是在我们的梦中也仍然可以改变我们做工你醒的时候会不会有这种感觉？
And sometimes I get that feeling even before I've had my first cup of coffee.
这个时候有的时候甚至在我喝杯第一杯咖啡的时候还是会有这种感觉。
It's a great way to wake up.
是非常好的一种方式来这个醒来。
You wake up with a sense of how committed God is to your life.
因为你清楚地感知到神是怎样在你的生活当中。
I'm not here to advertise the GoTandem app.
我在这里并不是来推广这个 GoTandem 这个应用软件。
But I am so impressed with it.
但是我真的是对它这个真是感到这个非常的这个它的功用非常的这个惊奇。
It does get you into the Word, not four times a week, but more like two, three, four times a day.
它不光是保证你四次的话，每周有神的话语，有的时候一天都是两三次。
And it has really been used in discipling people.
它而且是说这些这个委身神的门徒的话，真的是用这个，而且是亲身的对觉得对他们有帮助。
It's in about I think about 18 languages now.
现在有大约十八种语言。
And that was one of my jobs, was to get it translated into many languages.
我的工作是帮助这个软件翻译成不同的语言。
And it is in Chinese.
它有中文版。There's one in Chinese,
yes,
right?
Yes.
有中文版。
So you can switch the languages.
你们可以选择你们要用的语言。
If you have any trouble with it,
如果你们有什么问题，
I have a solution for that.
我给你们提供一个方案。
Lots of young people here.
很多年轻人在这里。
It may take you a week to learn how to navigate the app.
背不住有大约一星期，你们学会是怎样在这个应用程式当中这个游历。
But it will take them about 5 minutes.
刚才说是年龄稍微大一点的，就年轻的更快啊，一个。
Take young people a day.
Like 5 minutes. To
five minutes. 他们年轻人五分钟就够了啊。
Yeah, they're very smart.
非常聪明的年轻人。
I hope this has helped you to appreciate the interplay between God's Spirit and God's Word and your soul and your mind and your spirit and how all of that works together.
希望我今天的讲道可以帮助你们知道如何和这个神的圣灵来交通，你的魂、你心中的灵，还有上帝的话语如何在一起一起做工。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Thank you, Father, for your precious word.
神啊，感谢你这美好的话语。
We love your word.
我们爱你的话语。
But even more so, we love you.
但是我们也更爱你。
I pray that you will use your word in our lives, in my life.
我在这里祷告，请你在你的生活当中用你的话语来改变我们。
To make me more like Jesus.
让我们更加像主耶稣。
Take me deeper into you.
让我们更加与你的关系更加深入。
Give me thoughts that come from you.
让我们有你的心怀意念。
That are far deeper than I have ever thought before.
让我们深到一个程度，我们从来没有想到过，实际你的跟你的关系。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.